So tonight in the Basement Record Library, my guest, I'm so thrilled, please welcome Ry Cooter.
Well, hello, Joel.
It's so good to have you here.
Thank you.
You're one of my heroes. I think you're one of the last guys who's still in it for the music.
Yes, there's nothing left to be in it for. If you don't like to play and think about music and cogitate on these things, I just don't know what you'd be doing in this field, right? We'd all be gardeners or pool cleaners or drive old cars like you have and just let it go. Let it all go. I'm prepared to let it all go, but I'm not happy about it because it takes a lifetime to learn to do this. And I think I've learned a lot of things that I used to think useful things. But now I've come to realize it's no longer valuable or useful in that particular sense. You know what I'm saying? I have no illusions. Seriously speaking, it's some guy said to me, you know, pretty soon no one's going to want these old cars because the younger people will want other things. And I thought, yeah, that's the same for people, you know. As I spent all this time trying to acquire certain retrograde, you know, obscure knowledge of music because I thought it'd come in handy. And it did for a while. Walter Hill, that work, you know, with the films, it came in handy. But I don't think it's going to come in handy anymore. Buddy proved that, as you know. We've talked about that.
Well, let's talk about iFlathead.
Okay.
Tell me about iFlathead.
Well, back in the day in the L.A., and it was, I was in the fourth grade. I'll start there because it's easier to start there than prior to that. But in the fourth grade, how old are you? I don't know. How old one might be in the fourth grade, but this friend of my parents gave me a little Sears radio's metal sprayed kind of a brown tone, super silver tone, AM only, and I liked to have it, and I would, you know, and you turn the dial until you find something you like. Well, there weren't that many stations, but I found KXLA, which was the country western station, the only one out in Pasadena, and that was it. That was the deal, because right away there was honky tonk, and still, of course, country western was alive and well in those days, and so that was Bob Wills, and here came Speedy West, and they would always say who it was, and Eddie Arnold, and then you had Hank Snow, which was my first favorite. Moving on, and the thing about I just received, you know, that really sad way he could sing, and it was old and it was lonesome, and I just loved it so much. So I used to tell my folks, say, well, I'm sick today, I have a sore throat, I can't go to school. Okay, they go, they're out, they're going to work, you know. So I'd sit there and listen to KXLA and just sit there and study whatever was going to come across and learn it and remember it. And when Johnny Cash appeared with Hey Porter, I said, that's it, that is the way. So I sat there. Don't lose track. Now it's Hey Porter. First thing he says is, "What time is it?" Then get my bag. Then slow down, and you could see it. Johnny was so visual, and this weird guitar thing that's real simple. You know, man, I just thought this is that.
I heard Johnny singing on my city radio that I wouldn't do my schoolwork in no Johnny schoolyard game. I'd sit there by the radio so I could hear him sing. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? Now I want to get on board, John. I want to ride your train. Don't care where you're going, long as it ain't where I've been. There ain't nothing in this little town that a boy like me can do. So if you're going to pull some prison, I want to go there too. And I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Yes, I did. Tried to learn the guitar blues just to ease my troubled mind, but Johnny kept
a moving and I keep a waiting time. It was somewhere down the river, but all that I could see was West Pico Boulevard, and that would torture me. And I followed you the river when you called. Case will never die, but he can't you see? He's up there with the Tennessee too for all eternity. But sometimes in the dark of the night, his voice still calls to me. Hey, Porter, was what I heard him say on my Sears and Roebuck radio. Pasadena KXLA.
At a certain point, I'd have to go back to school. I'd stay home for 2 weeks. You must be all right now, says my parents. You better go back to school. You're probably better now. God damn it, I'd go, you know. So you got to go back to the fourth grade. And then the teacher would go, what are you staring out the window for? There's nothing out there. Why are you staring out the window? You keep staring out the window. You should be on page 10. We are on page 10. Open your book to page 10. I said, I already read the whole book. That's a lie. Go to the office. So I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to do. How could you say, I'm thinking of, I just received, I can't tell the teacher that in the fourth grade, you know. It won't stop. And the worst one was Old Cape Cod by Patti Page. That locked into my head, and I couldn't sleep. So I was up all night in bed with this goddamn song that wouldn't stop. And that went on for months.
So Cashbox and the Clowns are really
from there. They're like that, and because of those people, just do it yourself. Some stuff you do with your hands. This was the belief, I think, and it was very basic, especially after the war, when people had been in the army and they'd learned technology, sometimes electronics. How to solder, you know, how to make a better manifold for the motor, you know, what'll make it go, have 15 more horsepower and stuff like that. And Paul Bigsby is the perfect example. He made the steel guitars for Speedy West, Joaquin Murphy, Jimmy Day, all those guys. And he made it out of aircraft aluminum because he worked for Lockheed. So he learned the casting process to make these aircraft engine parts out of cast aluminum. That's a very high grade of craft. So after the war, he decided to design pedal steel guitars. It was sort of just being looked at, and he thought he could do it. And he cast all these gorgeous, you know, very modern space age components for these things out of aircraft aluminum and fighter plane cable that ran the ailerons and the flaps. So he got that stuff, was war surplus. And he rigged up all these pulleys and the pedals. And if you look at those steel guitars, one, two, or three neck, what you see is an amazing design, genius, really, to make a beautiful sounding musical instrument. He wound the pickups. That's all done with fighter plane cabling. I have one of those things.
Oh, well, I wanna go to steel guitar heaven. That's the only resting place for me. I wanna go to steel guitar heaven. There's a lot of swinging cats I've been wanting to see. Like Joaquin Murphy and Jimmy Day. I'll shake hands with Speedy and shout hooray. That's steel guitar heaven to me. I heard about steel guitar heaven. I'm going when I die. I heard Paul Bigsby's been waiting.
He's got something new that he wants me to try. Turns himself on, tells you a joke. It lights you a drink and it pours you a smoke. Paul, I don't think it's ready. That steel guitar heaven to me. Well, folks, I think the good Lord must love steel players. You know, he's made so many of them. As a matter of fact, he's still trying. But the good Lord knows that the steel player's life on earth isn't often easy. So he set aside a little corner of heaven, custom made just for you. First thing you'll notice, there's always plenty of courteous free parking. And don't it just seem like that old triple neck ain't near as heavy as it used to be? Well, step inside and you'll find that the walls are covered in real knotty pine. And just take a gander at all that luxurious high-low shag continuous filament nylon pile wall-to-wall carpeting. Our Lord chose green and gold, my personal favorite. The tables and chairs are upholstered in genuine Naga hide, and here our Lord chose red. I think it's appropriate. There's always a lot of cowboy carrying on up on the bandstand, and you're bound to hear some old familiar voices calling, man, look who's here. Come on up and sit on in. It's C6th day again. Well, you can't get fired up in heaven. Your union card's all paid. There ain't no bosses up in heaven. I heard Spade Cooley didn't make the grade. Everybody's got a story up in heaven. Some we all know well. All steel players go to heaven. Some just go through hell. But the good Lord loves each and every one. When your ragtime cowboy days are done, come up steel guitar heaven with me. That's steel guitar heaven to me.
So Paul Bigsby, so the other thing he liked to do was race motorcycles. So he built motorcycles the same way, cast parts, built one for Merle Travis and one for himself. So they used to go out to Mel Mirage Dry Lake and race these things. And can you imagine Merle Travis, 150 miles an hour down a dry lake bed, Merle Travis. One false move and there's no more divorce me COD.
This is Joel Selvin. We'll be back with our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Rye Cooter.